Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
We close with some music, and it's music that takes us straight back to yesterday's Freddie Mercury special, because a local musician has teamed up with another Queen legend, Brian May, and some other artists to release a new cover of a very famous and much-loved Queen song with a very important cause at its heart. And I use the term heart deliberately because the cause in question is cardiovascular disease. You might not know it is the third most common single cause of death in this country. And you might not know that children are affected as well as adults. In fact, the WHO estimates that around about 500,000 children are born with heart defects each year. And the prevalence in sub-Saharan Africa is almost 10 times higher than in developed countries. So it's a very important issue and one that is very close to this country's heart. And to help raise funds and awareness around this very serious health issue, one of our own cardiothoracic surgeons, who happens to be a very talented musician as well, has joined forces with Queen guitarist Brian May, as well as West End and Broadway superstar Kerry Ellis and the multi-Grammy winners, the Soweto Gospel Choir, to do a new collaboration dubbed Young Hearts Africa. He is Dr. Wilhelm Lichtenberg, and it's a pleasure to welcome him back to the show today to tell us about the new project. Lovely to chat to you again.
Hello, Pippa. Nice speaking to you again. Thanks for the opportunity.
It's such a pleasure. We were talking about Queen all day yesterday. Lovely to go back there today. Tell us about this unique project and how it came about.
Well, it was really born of just a desire to give something back and to do something for really Africa's most vulnerable and most helpless, which is the children, who are, as you've just pointed out, unfortunately, the most, as I said, the most vulnerable, and they need to be helped because these children can live a normal life if they receive the treatment and the surgery, which can make that difference. And if you think about that, only 12 to 15% of South Africa's population have health insurance.
Yeah.
And a heart operation costs in the region of about 300,000 to 350,000 rand. So 85% of the population are dependent on a completely dysfunctional public health system. So literally these children die on waiting lists because they cannot have their operations. Yeah. And that just cannot be left unchanged.
And so we have this wonderful new song that people can download, and the money raised through this initiative goes to various organizations that are involved in funding the cost of surgery, such as the 1,000 Hearts Initiative at Curtis Scare Hospital, the Red Cross Children's Hospital, the Children's Cardiac Foundation for Africa. How did it come about? Did you just go, I'm going to think big and reach out to Queen? I mean, how did the collaboration start?
Well, the song Who Wants to Live Forever is an old favorite, and I thought it's a beautiful metaphor for a legacy. You know, we can't live forever, but we can build something which can be there long after we're gone. And Rian Steyn, who did the arrangement, is an unbelievably talented musician. And he did the arrangement for a full symphony orchestra and a choir, two solo voices, and a rock band. And I had a professor at university who said, reach for the stars, maybe you land on the roof. Mm-hmm. And I said to my wife, you know, if I don't ask him, I don't afford him the opportunity to say no. So I took a chance and I wrote to Brian May via his website. And he agreed after a bit of doing and praying and discussioning. He said he loves the idea. And what would we like him to do? And that's how it all came about.
Well, we're going to play the song right now. The final question is, besides just saying, firstly, well done to you for having the guts to make the reach out and ask the question and allow him to say yes. I absolutely love that story. Listeners can visit the youngheartsafrica.org website. Is that the best place to go if they want to contribute and download the song to keep for themselves?
Absolutely, yes. That would be all the information about what we do, the song, how to contribute, how to make a donation is all on the website.
Dr. Wilhelm Lichtenberg, I'm going to leave it there so we have time to play a snippet of the song for our audience to get a feel for it, in the hopes that they will then go on to the Young Hearts Africa website and download it for themselves. Youngheartsafrica.org. Here it is, our own Dr. Wilhelm Lichtenberg with Queen guitarist Brian May, West End superstar Kerry Ellis, and the Soweto Gospel Choir.
It slips away from us.
Just a snippet. To hear the rest, please go and visit youngheartsafrica.org. And what a way to finish today's edition of the show.